Well, who was this fellow Kimon? Who was it that turned the tables on Themistocles, ostracized Themistocles, and put himself at the head of the assembly? In some ways, he's a rather unlikely figure to do so. Themistocles was a populist. He advocated democratic policies. Pericles, Ephialtes, Alcibiades, when he was advocating anything that didn't advance Alcibiades, which is quite rare, were all within that mode of being democratic leaders. They advocated policies or legislation that would increase participation by the electorate or would somehow benefit the population as a whole. Kimon, from the start, was recognized as a conservative. He was deferential to the existing constitution. He was anything but... If he was anything, he was a very conscientious constitutionalist. He accepted the Athenian democracy for what it was. He believed that the aristocrats should lead it, but he had no difficulty answering to the assembly, going before the assembly to be elected, turning in his accounts to be audited, and at that time it would have been audited by the Areopagus, the aristocratic council, rather than the popular juries, but he was a loyal son of Athens. And proved that on repeated instances, including in 457 BC, when at his own personal risk, he broke up a possible oligarchic coup against the democracy. On that score, he was a patriot. He was also a political conservative who emulated, even aped, the manners of the Spartans. One of his sons was named Lacedaemonius, that is after the region of Laconia or Lacedaemonia, which is the Roman rendition of the area. He was the proxenus, the official guest friend of all Spartans, and in many ways he pretended to speak more in the Spartan laconic manner than in that fast-talking Athenian agonistic competitive debate. He used lots of images the Spartans would have appreciated. His official policy was that Athens and Sparta should be yoke fellows, pulling the plow of Greece. Great folksy image. Furthermore, he went out of his way, even though he was against further democratic reforms, of being kind to his demesmen, that is, the various Athenians in that ward, that district of the Trites, which comprised, remember, there are three Trites, three regions that make up a tribe, and each of those thirds has these wards. And Kimon would go about in Athens. If he saw one of his poor demesmen without a cloak, he gave him the cloak off his back. Of course, there's always a servant following Kimon to give Kimon a new cloak, so it's a bit of a sham. But nonetheless, it was appreciated. He allowed his orchards to be opened at harvest time for people to pick it at their leisure. He combined a lot of traditional patronage of an aristocrat. He was from a great family, the Philiads, who was really at the start of Athenian history, within a democratic structure. Some scholars have gone so far as to compare him to boss politics in a city like New York in the time of Boss Tweed. And that's a very deceptive comparison because Kimon was by birth and upbringing an aristocrat, one of the kaloi kagathoi, one of the natural leaders of Athens. And this was all within the tradition. This was expected of him. One aspect of aristocratic society in the Mediterranean world is that the ties were reciprocal. Kimon expected his demesmen to vote for him, to follow him. Yet on the other hand, he was expected to provide patronage to him. And this was all hallowed by religious and legal conventions and sanctions. So in this regard, Kimon in many ways was a traditional politician in Athens. And above all, the Spartans seemed to trust him. As proxenos to the Spartans, he knew many Spartans firsthand, including apparently members of the royal family. All Spartan delegations that arrived in Athens would go to Kimon's house. They would find a welcome. They had palled around together at the Olympic Games and other types of festivals. And so Spartan policy, to a large extent, was channeled through the person of Kimon. Furthermore, Kimon was the son of Miltiades, the victor of Marathon. Now, Miltiades himself, the father of Kimon, he was the general, one of the 10 generals, who pushed for the attack on the Persians. He was seen as a Persian expert back in 490 BC because he had fought in the Ionian Revolt. He was suspected of tyranny at an Athenian colony up in the Troad, that is in the area of ancient Troy. And what had happened to Miltiades is after the Battle of Marathon, he had led an expedition into the islands against the island of Paros, technically an island that was supportive of the Persians. The siege was completely miscarried. Miltiades was seriously wounded. He was later put on trial for military incompetence and severely fined. It nearly ruined the family. So when Kimon emerges in the early 470s, he's making a political comeback for that family.